Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text of the gospel lesson. Jesus encounters a lawyer. He seems to run into them no matter where he goes. And this one, not unlike the other ones, seems to have something on his mind that isn't really evident. And he's trying to trap Jesus, saying, "Lord, what do I have to do to obtain eternal life?" Jesus obviously is quite aware of what the guy is and also aware of what he's got in his mind. He says, "Well, you know, basically, you're the lawyer. You're the one who knows the law. You're the expert. You tell me what it says." He says, "Well, you know, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself." He says, "Fine, go and do it." Then the lawyer, not to be outdone, says, "Yeah, but who's my neighbor?" You know, always got a clause in there, a little extra something. See if I can trap him. See if I can make him do something that's going to make it not quite the way it seems. So Jesus tells him what we know as the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, the Good Samaritans play on words, because the Samaritans were hated by the Jews. Funny thing is, they're all related. That's what makes it uncomfortable when you see what goes on in the Middle East these days. All those people are related too, but they hate each other. You wouldn't believe how much they hate each other, and they would happily kill each other. The Samaritans and the Jews were on that kind of a footing. They hated each other for religious reasons as much as anything else. And one of them is the Samaritans didn't want to go down to the temple in Jerusalem. They wanted to worship someplace else, and that wasn't acceptable. So they weren't considered to be the people of God. They really weren't acceptable. I laid one on the Bible class the other day. I said, "Well, a good Samaritan," I said, "that's like saying a good Democrat to you Republicans." And, we went round and round about that a little bit. But some people can't say that that's even a possibility. Don't know as I have that problem, but some do. There's no question about it. So the story is that this guy's going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Obviously, he's walking because it's the only way he can get there. And he gets jumped by some thieves. It doesn't even say how many, but they beat him, stripped him, took what he had, and left him half dead. So they did a job on him. He barely survives. So he's laying there dying, and he's hoping somebody, somehow, will do something for him. And along comes a priest. I mean, if anybody should know what mercy is, and to be careful and to be caring about somebody else, it would be a priest. I mean, after all, they're the ones who were trying to invoke what God is supposed to be teaching. But the priest had a council meeting that night, and he didn't have all his ducks in a row, so he figured, "Well, you know, I guess I better be going because I don't want to stop and get involved with this guy." Along come a Levite. The Levites were two or three levels down from the priests. They all worked in the same place. They all worked in the sanctuary. But the Levites, though they would like to have been priests, weren't. And they got stuck with taking care of the sacrifices. So not only did they have to wash them and clean them, they had to butcher them, present them, and clean up the mess afterwards. Well, you know, this guy had stuff to do. He said he knew he had a mess. He had things he should have taken care of before. He just didn't have the time. And the other thing is, if I touch this guy and he dies, you can't do anything if you're defiled. And if I touch a dirty body, if I touch a dead body, I'm defiled. So I guess I'm not going to do it. I'll just leave him there because he's probably going to die anyway. And what do I care? I don't think that they could identify him as a Jew, but the feeling is that this guy laying there is a Jew. And along comes the Samaritan, the people that the Jews really thought were just plain dirt, that they couldn't possibly be acceptable to God. And this guy looks down at him and figures, "Geez, you know, maybe I can't help him, but maybe I can. And it won't hurt me to stop and do something." So he stops. He does a quick check on him, decides what's going on with him, and he does what amounts to first aid. He pours oil and wine on his wounds. Now, you may think that that's a joke medically, but it really isn't. It wasn't bad treatment in those days. It probably isn't bad treatment now. To take care of any infection and to try to help the pain, this would do those things. But mostly, he cared. And then he picked him up and he put him on his animal. I guess he had a mule or a camel or something. He had some form of transport so that he didn't have to walk. So he decided to walk, put this half-dead Jew on his animal, and he took him to Jerusalem. And he took him there, and he found an inn, and he said to the innkeeper, take care of him, and he gave him a couple of these coins, which I guess was the going rate for the daily care in those days. I have no idea what it would have been equate to, but he gave him that and says, okay, take care of him, and I'll be back, and if there's more, I'll take care of it. So Jesus said to the lawyer, who's still sitting there twitching, which one was the neighbor to the one in need? And the lawyer choked and said, well, I guess it was the one who showed mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. Mercy, the quality of caring about somebody else when there's nothing in it for you. Seeing somebody else where they're hurting and caring about how they feel and where they're going and how they're going to get there. How they're going to be taken care of. To take care of somebody that you've got no reason to care about, but just doing it anyway. So who is our neighbor? Who's our neighbor now? Is it the guy that lives next door to us? Is it the one down the road? Is it somebody laying alongside the road? I've seen that over the years. Yesterday was one of those days where it was nice and clear. You could see for a long time. We come down 19. We were headed for the county convention. I told my wife, you know the way the weather is, somebody's going to get hit. Because I've seen one or another absolutely horrible accident happen on 19 on a day like that when you can seem to see forever people do something stupid. And then you got to take the pieces left and do what you can with them. So this stuff happens all the time. And there are people out there who have needs that probably only we can help to take care of. How we do it, I guess, is up to us. Whether we stop or not is up to us. I used to run critical care with the ambulance. I gave up on it because the state told us that we weren't good enough to do it. So I finally quit. But we saw a lot of people that got crunched. And we did what we could with what we've got to help show mercy and help to get them to somebody else who was better equipped to take care of them. We tried to be the neighbor to the people in need. So the lawyer went away. He hadn't succeeded. It wasn't that he didn't try. He gave his best shot. He thought he had him. He thought for sure he had him. He said, well, who's my neighbor? I'm out, you know, I'm out of this. I got you. He didn't got him. It didn't come close. So there he was, and it came back on him. Go and do likewise. I guess the answer is the same for all of us. When we perceive somebody who is in need, somebody that we can help in some fashion, that's the neighbor that we're supposed to be caring for. And I guess the command for us, like it was for the lawyer, is go, do likewise. May God, in his grace, give us both the desire and the ability to do it when it presents itself. In his name we ask it. Amen.